radio station.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening for an hour-long set of yacht rock music, and we're mostly going to be featuring selections from a Numero comp, which was released, I think, just in this past year from their Strangers series. This is Seafaring Strangers, a private yacht collection, and I think that most of these tracks are actually private press, from Private Press Records, which means that the artists themselves financed, or some benefactor, not a record label, financed the pressing of the records, which means that the distribution was very limited. So these really are diamonds in the rough, or needles in a haystack, so to speak, brought to you by the Numero Group and then by me this evening, Stavros, your host. I've been listening to this collection sort of obsessively over the last week, and Although I've never really featured yacht rock music on the show before, I've become like increasingly fascinated with it. And I think mostly for the sort of historical dynamics that the music reveals. So yacht rock, which was originally called West Coast, it emerged, you know, during the mid-decade of the 1970s, and it served as a sort of, you know, musical signifier for prosperity in a period of rapid deindustrialization and stagflation. So the dream of, you know, kind of private boats floating on an endless sun-dappled waves, you know, probably expressed some sort of modest working class American dream of, you know, retirement into a quasi-tropical good life. But as the Great Society gives way to neoliberalism and Reaganomics, this dream is kind of cast into doubt. And as the possibility of it begins to fade, this music appears as a sort of, you know, kind of like a sonic supplement, like a taste of what could still be dreamed, but maybe at this point, you know, never attained. And for that reason, this sort of failure, maybe of a social democracy or a sort of social revolution that's enacted through this musical fantasy, it just fascinates me to no end. So we're going to be listening to lots of yacht rock music tonight, again, mostly from this compilation, although we're going to bring in some other sort of, I think, kindred spirits musically in the latter part of the set. But with that, we're going to go to Your Burning Love from the band Steps. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Stavros. You're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm.
If you wanna love me, say you wanna love me. Why don't you tell me with your eyes? If you wanna love me, say you wanna love. Don't need no disguise. If you wanna one time, baby mama. You know you gotta tell me with your eyes. If you wanna, hey, 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 baby. City woman, you got everything you ever gonna need. You say the word and you got guys at your feet. Is that the way it goes? Is that the way it goes? Well, hey, hey, baby, now I don't care if you've been around the whole wide world. A trip to Rome ain't gonna help you none, girl. When you want love, yeah, when you want love, hey, if you want love, man. Say you wanna love me. Why don't you tell me with your eyes? If you wanna love me, say you wanna love. You know you don't need no disguise. If you wanna one time, baby mama. You know you gotta tell me with your eyes. If you wanna get down, hey, with me, baby.
Bad dreaming. I woke up crying in the morning. A letter said there's no sense in calling. Oh, but how could I feel? I found my dream was real. And oh, can you hear? Singing loud and clear. She's gone, left me alone.
Join me on under the stars above. Stretch out with me, baby, never let me go. Stretch out with me, baby, oh, I love you so. I wanna do you right. Let me make love with you tonight. Baby, you rumble, rumble around my brain. Do you dance of love, oh babe? You drive me insane. Chariot, oh babe, gonna take you for a ride. Baby, you tear me up. Tear me up.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM. Thanks for tuning in this evening for an hour-long set of yacht rock music. I've been really interested in this music, as I mentioned earlier in the show, mostly for the sort of historical dynamics that it reveals. I mean, also for its aesthetic qualities and for the sheer sort of fun and joy of listening to it. But there's a lot that I find fascinating about it, especially because the genre itself was initially called West Coast, and so much of it is about kind of conjuring this image of the West and California, going beyond the West of Westerns and into, I guess, the West of the sort of Pacific, the sort of beach landscape of American fantasies. And what I think is interesting about this is, you know, music of the 1970s. And, you know, if the West of the previous decade had sort of symbolized the heart of the counterculture, here it really loses all of its utopian power and becomes instead really just a backdrop for escapist fantasy. And these fantasies are clearly a retreat from, you know, this kind of bolder socio-political imaginaries of the counterculture, and represent really above all a kind of rejection of political idealism or even just politics itself in favor of a more sort of easygoing hedonistic lifestyle. And I think exemplary of this is, you know, in the year 1970, later we'll hear a song from Johnny Gamboa, That Good Old Feeling Back Again. This is the same year that Gil Scott-Heron is writing The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And just to set those two songs next to each other, I think is really to reveal the divergent directions in popular American music, and this music in particular, which also brings up another interesting aspect of this, which is the kind of confident yet, you know, inoffensive whiteness of the music. And so much of it seems to be speaking from the sort of voice of middle-aged whiteness. There's a kind of wistfulness and nostalgia to it. And, you know, a lot of the artists who are involved in the groups that are producing this music are either sort of, you know, blue-eyed soul singers a la Michael McDonald, or these kind of, you know, funkified country folksters a la, like, James Taylor or artists in that vein, right? And they're always sort of looking back wistfully on past romantic conquests, you know, indulging sentimental reveries, or, you know, like, reveling in the rewards of some, you know, imagined hard-earned leisure, right? This kind of promised afterlife in life of retirement for, you know, essentially a white working class. And I find it fascinating for that reason as well. Again, this fantasy of something which, you know, we were promised, right, but maybe was never realized for a number of different historical reasons. that I mentioned before, you know, the 70s, sliding into this kind of economic free fall, and then the introduction of sort of neoliberal and Reaganomic ideas, which confirm these notions of individualism and a kind of apolitical vision of freedom and liberty, right? But then, again, reveling in this fantasy is something that was promised before. So we're going to keep the music going enough with the socio-political commentary. And this next song is called Seabird. It is from the Alessi Brothers. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm.
That good old feeling back again. 中の白いあぜ道で埃っぽい風が立ち止まる。地べたにぺたんとしゃがみ込み、やつらがビー玉弾いてる。ギンギンギラギラの太陽なんです。ギンギンギラギラの夏なんです。鎮守の森は深緑、舞い降りてきた静けさが、古い茶屋の店先に誰かさんとぶら下がる。星つくつくのセミの声です。星つくつくの夏なんです。日がさぐるぐる、僕は退屈。日がさぐるぐる、僕は退屈。
perderse un po'. È come bere. Più facile è respirare. Basta guardarci poi. Avvicinarsi un po' e non lasciarsi mai. Impaurire no, no. Amarsi un po' è un po' fiorire. Aiuta, sai, a non morire senza nascondersi, manifestandosi. Si può solitudine, però, però volersi bene no, partecipare, è difficile, quasi come volare. Quanti ostacoli e sofferenze poi, sconforti e lacrime per diventare noi, veramente noi, uniti. Vicini, ma irraggiungibili.
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM. Thanks so much for tuning in for an hour-long set of Yacht Rock music. We've been playing a lot of selections from Numero's compilation, Seafaring Strangers, Private Yacht releases. So these are a lot of records that were pressed either by the artist or by someone they knew who had some money, not by record labels. So limited distribution, which is what makes getting the opportunity to hear a lot of these songs pretty special, right? Saved from the dustbin of history, right? and brought to you on the radio tonight.
Sailing the smooth seas of Nathan.
The smooth seas of the internet.
The internet, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So so Nick Noir, who's joining me in the studio now, you're hearing his voice, or you just did, was asking me if there are any themes for this evening. Anyone who's been listening to the full hour knows that for the last couple of breaks, I was kind of droning on and on about some of the themes I thought were resonant with this work.
It's just white noise, you know, like the sound of a wave cresting over the beach.
Yeah, almost literally, that's what I said before. But I was talking about, you know, white in terms of race and the sort of whiteness of the sound as being something that I thought was relevant, right, to the aesthetic. That there is a, you know, a confident yet inoffensive whiteness, right, to yacht rock. And I think that's an important part of what makes the genre what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking this when I saw Steely Dan perform recently.
Sure.
I was like, man, this is just the sound of like confident, you know, money in the 70s. Yeah. It just makes me want to like think about my 401k allocation.
That's right. You did literally say that when you came back.
I
remember that.
I was thinking about like, am I over indexed?
Well, it's also, right, a sort of, you know, sonic signifier for prosperity, right? It was at the time and it continues to be.
Yeah. I mean, even to this day, owning a yacht is, it's still a signifier of something.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the sort of fantasies associated with the music, even though it was called yacht rock, you know, I think typically the dream was really just of having a boat. It was a kind of more modest, you know, working class retirement
dream. A blue collar yacht.
Yeah, exactly. More of a blue collar thing. well, honestly, right? And this kind of, you know, fantasy of the good life, right? That you've earned after a lifetime of labor, right, paying your dues.
Right.
So I think what I find interesting and maybe a little ironic about the genre is that it emerges in the 1970s during a period of, you know, massive deindustrialization, stagflation, and, you know, then leading directly into sort of neoliberalism and Reaganomics, and really the dismantling, I think, of a lot of the promise that was held, you know, for the working class in America.
I don't know. Income inequality was at its like lowest point during the 70s. People still had union jobs. Goods were fairly inexpensive. I mean, you had oil prices skyrocketing.
Sure.
I don't know. The American dream was still attainable. Well, I think buying a yacht, but, you know, paying your dues, getting your boat shoes.
I mean, I think income inequality may have been minimized, but like how are incomes doing overall in the 70s, I think it's maybe a more interesting question, right? Yeah. And then, you know, maybe presaging a period in which that inequality was going to rapidly escalate. And one of the ways that, you know, at least from the standpoint of political policy, but also from like private equity investment and stuff, that they're going to try to save the economy was through dismantling a lot of the promise and benefits, right, accorded to workers or promised to them.
They took the yachts away, is what you're saying.
They took the promise of the yacht away. Well, you know, a new sort of promise was made.
Of the super yacht.
Exactly, of the super yacht, right? But only for the few, right? The few and the bold. So, yeah, it's nice sort of repartee on the historical facts or fantasies of the era, right? Okay, so we've got some more music that we're going to play. This is not strictly yacht rock music, but music that I think plays to these sort of American fantasies of exotic locales. Something which the silent co-host in the studio was mentioning is maybe a way to think about America kind of coming to grips with its own sort of empire, right? And kind of quasi-colonialism through sort of integrating it into its culture musically, right? And finding that way to identify with it instead of othering it. I'm sorry, just a moment. Well, so we'll see. Maybe the silent co-host will tell me whether or not these tracks actually satisfy those criteria. So thanks again for tuning in. This is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm. Yeah.
Oh, Catch the sun.